visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the divine attributes of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, Powerful and Full of Glory. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring divine attributes of the Savior. The Scriptures teach us that Jesus Christ received all power both in heaven and on earth, and the glory of the Father was with Him. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said that by this power our Savior created the heavens and earth, performed miracles, and endured the pain of Gethsemane and Calvary. As we come to understand this, our faith in Christ will increase, and we will become stronger. As we make and keep temple covenants, the Lord blesses us with His power. Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, said, "Covenant keeping strengthens, empowers, and protects." I recently met a dear new friend. She testified that after she had received her temple endowment, she felt strengthened with power to resist temptations. Nephi bears testimony of covenant power. "I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the covenant people of the Lord, and they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory." Additional scriptures: Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 15, Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, Jacob chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. Consider this. How does the power of God arm us with power and glory? From the Scriptures. Being filled with great compassion for Martha and Mary, Jesus Christ raised their brother Lazarus from the dead by the power of God he possessed. Jesus arrived at Martha and Mary's home after Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. They went to Lazarus's tomb, and Jesus commanded that the stone covering the entrance be taken away. Jesus said to Martha, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?" He then prayed to God the Father and cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. The Savior uses His power to redeem and empower us. Our faith in Him will increase as we remember that He is full of power and glory. End of visiting teaching message. Divine Attributes of Jesus Christ, Powerful and Full of Glory. Read by Jane Wise.